welcome to Dirty Laundry with Naomi and...
It's Beston.
It is Beston.
It's me.
It is Pinky and the Brain.
Sup, Pinky? What do you do, Pinky?
You know, you can't just change the titles.
No, but you are Pinky, though.
I was Brain we agreed on the upon last this. Show. You were Pinky on the last show.
You see, that's how you forgot. You see,
I didn't
because you're
forget.
Pinky. Pinky forgets these things. Me as the Brain, I remembered. No. You get what I'm saying?
Okay, Pinky. So Pinky, what are we talking about this week?
Oh, are you addressing yourself in the third person? Right. What are we talking about this week?
We are talking about invisible children.
What?
That
kids
is
you
so
can't
clickbait.
See?
We are speaking about China's children policy. So they used to have a policy where you were only allowed to have one child. Then they took that law away. Then they had one where you're allowed to have two kids. Then they took that away. And now you're allowed to have a whole
Three
kids.
Not one.
Not one.
Not two.
Not two.
Not even two and a half.
Not even what? Not even two and a half. My. A whole entire.
Not even 2.9 kids.
Kids. Nope.
Three.
And that's not all. You know what
oh
else we're talking about?
Enlighten me. Enlighten
Making
me.
Making money off of selling invisible statues.
My goodness.
You heard it right. I am not making this up.
What is the world coming to?
That is what we are
to?
Going to be talking about. But
right,
before.
Right. I'm interested.
I'm sure the listener is also interested.
Yeah, sitting at the edge of their seats.
Definitely, definitely. But I'm not going to keep you on edge for long. Because just to tickle your appetite a little bit, here is Samuel Day, Stand Through This. And then after that, we are diving straight into it.
This is Anton Kruger from Kahara River Lodge, and you are listening to Active FM.
Look at myself in the mirror again. Am I gonna stand through this? Yeah, I'm gonna stand. Deciding who I'm gonna be now and then. Am I gonna stand through this? Yeah, I'm gonna stand through this. It wasn't what I had been planning. It wasn't what I had in mind. But if a house is coming down now, then I know one thing, it won't be mine. I know the story's just beginning. I'm still stand. Yeah, I'm gonna stand. Look at myself in the mirror again. Am I gonna stand through this? Yeah, I'm gonna stand through this. Deciding who I'm gonna be now and then. Oh, am I gonna stand?
reactive. Being reactive is being a people of reaction, people of change, being a movement of young people. It's not just a band. It's not just good music or inspiring words. It's not just catchy. It's life-changing.
You can check us out on Spotify, iTunes, Deezer, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
So in case you don't know or you didn't know, it is Bestinian's eyes duty to inform you of things that the world is upset about. So up until 2016, China had a policy where every family was only allowed to have one child.
Just one child.
Only one child. Sure. And I'm sure this was pretty hectic. Like, especially because people wanted certain children. Like,
exactly.
There's obviously going to be families that prefer having girls because girls get basically sold off. Not like that, but you know, like, you
I guess you marry them off.
Marry them off, yes.
For status.
So that's
to a well-off family.
Yeah.
So raise up the status of your family.
Yes. But then on the other hand, you get families that only want boy children because then you're carrying on your lineage. Right.
All right.
So in 2016, China removed this one child policy and replaced it now with a two child policy.
All right.
Not in hopes that the population would grow, because the whole one-child policy thing was literally,
it was decreasing the population.
It was decreasing them. And that's why they had the whole one-child policy, because their country was overpopulated.
Interesting.
But now they were underpopulated, if that's a thing. They were underpopulated, yeah, so they were lacking in population. So in 2016...
We're running out of Chinese people.
We were basically running out of Chinese people, like Chinese people, not American Chinese or African Chinese, because Chinese people are everywhere. So in 2016, China replaced the one-child family law with two children.
All right.
But that didn't increase their population because so many families were worried about, like, just the culture that they have where they work long hours. So now who's going to look after these two children?
But then
also, like, just the cost of living was very expensive.
And then also
school, like, school fees was super expensive.
And at that time, I'm sure they'd already become used to the one-child policy.
Yeah, they were probably, because, I mean, this has been for, like, generations.
Yeah.
It wasn't just, like, a law that they passed for 2 years and then, you know.
Crazy stuff.
Super crazy. So these laws, right? So now they've removed the two-child policy and now they have a three-child policy.
Spider-Man 3.
So they have a three-child policy, right?
Yeah.
But now what people are concerned about is, why does the government have so much power where they are able to dictate such intimate or such personal things?
Welcome to China. China is a crazy place. I don't know if you know. I don't know if a lot of people know. But basically put, the government controls every aspect of your life in China.
Okay, but to this extent, though. This is a very deep extent.
To a much higher extent than you actually think. So, we might think, of course,
Okay, let's put up a disclaimer. Yeah? Dear Chinese president, we are just basing our opinions on what we have heard and what we have read upon. This has nothing to do with anything, so please don't now come and eliminate Bestin and I. Disclaimer closed. Bestin, continue speaking.
They make our parents have the zero child policy. We basically become illegal to exist.
But they can't do that in another country.
Hey, I don't know. Hey, this is China.
Okay, but we put out a disclaimer. So everything we say after the disclaimer is fine. That's how disclaimers work, right?
Let's just hope you don't have siblings. They impose the policy. But yeah, so of course this is crazy, you know, just even before I get to what I wanted to speak about also on just on China, this is still ridiculous when you really think about it.
Yeah.
Like you actually sit down and think about the government tells you how many children you can have. That's it. Cause that, you know, that starts to affect everything, hey?
It does. It really does.
Cause now even that affects like the life partner you're going to choose as well.
How does that affect
because
the life
partner? Because if a person now
choose?
Was like, if a person maybe only wanted two kids, but now you're happier, but oh, now we can have three kids. I want three kids. Or the person only wants one kid. That can affect your future. Cause now you're like, ah, now I can't be with this person anymore. Cause we disagree on something, you know, for our future. Like, for example, I'm one of those. I just want a lot of kids. You know what I'm saying?
Then don't
move to China.
Move to China and start your family in China. It's as simple as that.
But also, it goes beyond just what you can, I guess the amount of children you can have. But in China, what you say is like...
is also...
censored. What the internet, what you can see is censored as well. Also, now, if you decide to voice your opinion against anything the government is saying, it's a social, I think the social behavior score. So everybody literally in China is ranked by
it's
a social
like
behavior score.
Demerits in school.
Pretty much. But these demerits now affect, these demerits now affect what you can do in the country. So if you do so much like speak against the government and all that, your social behavior score gets lowered. So the more lowered it gets, you can't own a business. You can't travel via specific means. Like you can't take subway trains. You can't fly around the country.
So if you have enough demerits,
leave
you have to
the
walk.
Country.
You can't leave.
Yes.
So they just want to keep you.
You can't start a business. You can't have a bank account. So
why don't they just get rid of you then? Not like kill you, like eliminate you, like just get rid of you.
Well,
that's hectic. Why don't they get rid of you by not killing you, but like not deporting you?
That's an extreme case which has happened to some people. I don't know if you've heard stories of people disappearing, quote unquote,
you know,
after voicing their exactly. You know, they say something that the Chinese government did not want to be out there. A couple of days later, nobody knows where this person is.
But is it only the Chinese government?
Worst case, yes. Well, also North Korea. North Korea is also a big case.
Okay, but does North Korea have this child policy? Because
nobody knows what the hell is going on in North Korea, actually. It's so closed off. And the people are just also so controlled and all. But yeah, China, I really believe if you think, you know, like a government or the government is trying to control us, worst case scenario of any fear you've had about the government, China.
No.
It's all there. What you say on social media is monitored. Everything you
okay,
just speak
so you
openly
know how
about the government. Now what you do and your children you can have is controlled.
Damn.
China is, it's a totalitarian. The government controls
okay,
everything.
Okay, but what happens then to basic human rights? Do they not have basic human rights?
Well, It's China. If you look at the whole socialist
Business
or communist,
answer, it's China.
Like, they're under a communist government, right? And in that, I guess everything is centralized.
Yeah.
The state controls everything.
Oh.
So you practically are not an individual. You're a group, and the state controls the group. There's no individuality. Because that's not the mindset, I guess, of this communist socialist kind of ideology, if I can say. There's no individuality. We all serve a group. We all serve the greater purpose, which is the state.
Okay, but what does the state do for its people?
Employ you. You get employed. There's military, you know. We're protecting your security. I guess that's the deal you have with China. You get employed. You can start a business in my country.
In your country?
Yeah.
It's not your country. As much as it's your country, it's also my country if I was born in the
But you're not the president.
Yeah, that's fine.
And you're dispensable.
I'm dispensable.
That's pretty much how it is. So we can just control you.
Okay, it's fine. Let me be dispensable. That's fine. But my children, they didn't do anything.
Yeah, you see, that's the messed up thing about the whole now communist socialist mindset. Because now the whole value of an individual isn't there. You get what I'm saying? So yeah, it's a crazy place, China. It's quite a crazy place.
But it's so crazy because like I hear about so many people that like are from other countries that are very interested in going to like work in China, and then most of them it's to teach Chinese
English.
It's a
very popular job because the Chinese people, I guess, just socially they have a high respect for people who can speak English well.
Okay, so then why don't they learn it in school? Okay, you can't answer this question, but then the question is, why don't they learn English in school?
There's a phrase called a white monkey job, which is basically how can I say, a very famous, popular kind of profession in China, where it's a profession done by someone who's not Chinese, and they preferably would like to keep it that way.
Okay.
So be it teaching English, because also the Chinese people would take someone in regard, someone who can speak English well.
Yeah.
Also someone who's a foreigner who can speak English well. Yeah. They take in very high regard. And then stuff like modeling for some products, because just to give credibility, they can literally, you can just go to China to just be a face. Maybe you get paid, let's say in rands, 400, 300 rand. They just take a picture of you. Now that picture will become the face of some big product out there. Maybe we record a video of you saying, wow, this is one of the best products you've ever used. You just get like 100 rand or something, but this is like on national television.
Okay.
But I don't know. I guess it's a culture like that
so
in China.
So do those laws that they have now apply to me? Because
well, you're not a citizen. If you're not a citizen, I believe
they don't apply.
But still, what you say, though, in China could get you either arrested or deported. Worst case scenario.
You said it's not my country, isn't it? So why are you trying to arrest me?
The moment you enter the borders of China, the moment you enter the borders of China, what it is you're going to be saying, what it is you're going to be filming, what it is, if you're recording stuff, taking pictures, it's all monitored.
Why let me into the country?
I guess it's similar to when you enter someone's home and then they say, maybe as you enter my home, you know, don't remove your shoes.
Make it make so much sense.
You get what I'm saying? That kind of thing.
No, man. Put it in a way that's not right. That's such a...
It makes sense.
It makes so much sense.
Exactly.
Like, you're not going to go into somebody's house and start moving the furniture.
Exactly. And the people who in there have been told this is just how we work in the house, you know. So, but China is a very crazy place, eh?
It's a crazy place. Speaking about crazy, right?
Ah, let's go there.
Since we're speaking about crazy and countries. So in Italy, because this could not have happened in South Africa. I promise you, there is no way this could have happened in South Africa, right? But in Italy.
Uh-huh.
An Italian artist auctioned off an invisible sculpture for $18,300. It was literally made up of nothing, like nothing. And somebody bought $18,300. That's a lot of money.
Well, I guess the most of we could say we know about this and the tape around the floor where it was apparently situated, you know. That you could pretty much say just that square tape was worth $18,000 but that is ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. That's like dirt and
that is actually ridiculous.
And you know what? What they were going off of is that you must use your imagination.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
You know, when you look at even art, I think slowly, if you just look at the progression over time, it's just been getting more and more absurd. Like, even some of the paintings people buy.
It's like, fine for something to get absurd, but for nothing to get absurd.
Well, it's in the field of art, and I think this is just the natural progression. Because if you look at how some paintings, it would be literally a black dot on a white canvas, a large canvas.
But there's
and then people start using
some fancy story behind it.
Which is all imagination.
You know
it's all made up.
Humans are so gullible. That's the problem. We are so gullible.
And also, I think, you know, I guess this is just my own personal opinion, but I think a certain amount of money drives you insane. I really do believe so.
Are you saying Elon Musk or Bill Gates bought this?
Is Elon Musk a noble person? Elon Musk is not a noble person.
Okay, clearly he's not after naming his child Cricket.
Yes. A car model number or something. But I really do believe so. For you to really... like, you're spending your money.
Your own
money. Actual money.
Physical money.
And there's nothing physical you're getting. All you're getting is like some...
I feel like even if I had that amount of money,
No, I really do believe a certain amount of money drives you insane. But this person has so much money, they don't know what to do with it. Okay. At this point,
it sucks that we don't know who bought it. Man.
Yeah,
but
because
I doubt it was Bill Gates.
Of course.
I doubt it was Elon Musk. Who are the other rich people?
They're with Jeff Bezos, Jeff Bezos' wife, with Mark Zuckerberg. Jeff Bezos' wife. Okay, that's a different story. But it's just shocking how she became one of the top, like richest, like top 10, top 15 richest people in the world just by divorcing the richest man in the world. The whole splitting of assets.
Well,
interesting.
It is what it is.
Well, now there's also Bill Gates' wife. I wonder how that's going to work.
Yeah. What if it was her? Because then it's her husband's money and she didn't know what to do with so much money. And she just decided, you know
to
what?
Buy nothing. It's actually shocking.
Actually come to think of it, if I was Bill Gates' wife, and now I just became a multi-billionaire just because I divorced this man. It's not my money. So, of course, I'm going to also
I guess, you know.
Okay, it's my money.
Yeah.
It is my money. I can do whatever I want, including buy an invisible sculpture.
Pretty much. And it won't even dent.
And you know what, Besten, we should do? We should go to Italy and move the tape to a different spot.
Well, I guess it's been moved, I guess. Because you get a certificate of, like, ownership and instructions, apparently.
Besten, I just thought of such a brilliant idea.
All right.
We can become... billionaires.
All right, let's hear this.
Okay, not billionaires because it was only 18,300.
US dollars. So converted to rands, that's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. So you know what we're going to do? We're going to go to Italy now.
All right, all right.
We're going to steal this sculpture.
Well, it's been moved now because the person, the heir has been moved.
We will steal it.
And what
we will
hold
it for ransom. And then for the people to get their sculpture back, they have to give us at least half of that $18,300.
You know, this is legit, like plot for some skit or something. This, you know, it sounds like such a skit. Even selling nothing, it would make such a skit. You know,
no, for real,
Family Guy episode or something.
Okay, so we're also going to become. We're not going to become stinking rich, but we're going to have some money, a lot of money.
Stealing nothing.
Yeah, we're going to basically go and steal nothing. And hold nothing for ransom.
But, you know, just to think, if you had, let's say, billions in dollars, would you actually ever buy something made out of spirit and air?
I personally would not. I would not.
It just doesn't make sense.
It does not. I wouldn't even buy a shoe that costs like 3 houses. Do you understand? I'm not that type of a person. I wouldn't.
That's interesting.
Even if I had all the money in the earth, just to buy one shoe that costs the same price as somebody's whole house, I wouldn't.
But, you know, still on the whole thing of spending money on something ridiculous, something that also happened a couple of weeks back was a chicken nugget, a McDonald's chicken nugget, shaped like one of the characters you play in a game called Among Us, was sold off in an auction for $100,000.
$100,000, so it's even more expensive than this invisible.
This is a chicken nugget you're buying.
Okay, so
a singular chicken nugget.
If the person can preserve it, good for them. But if they can't, whoever bought it.
This is a chicken nugget for $100,000. Nothing is special about this, but the fact that it happened to be shaped.
And you know what's so dumb? I could also chisel and shape and mold my chicken. Best then, we can become millionaires. $100 million. How much was it sold for?
$100,000 US dollars.
That's
over
$1 million
rands.
We're going to start selling chicken nuggets that are shaped like things. Best then, that's... we can become millionaires.
No, but look at it this way. I guess what made it popular, the whole thing about humans also is the whole thing of being gullible, but also, you know, the pride of a person wanting to be like it was the only one in the world that just happened to be
we
shaped
can make
like this.
More.
No, but then the thing is, then it loses its value. You get what I'm saying?
Okay, but we just make
so they want to
more.
Be the one,
okay,
the only
more,
one
so
guy.
1 million for you, 1 million for me. We'll just make two more.
Because even if you look at some of the most expensive things in the world, yeah, it's like you find out there are only 10 of these,
yeah,
in the world.
True.
So you get to have the status of you, the one in 10 that own
and
this thing.
And then what?
It's a hood to your horn, you know, a pedestal for yourself. Then you feel affirmation. Then you feel, because there's another thing about people. People want to feel they want to feel good
you
about themselves.
Honestly,
they want other people
boats,
to think exactly.
It's really fine.
But the world is getting more absurd. I really do believe it's getting crazier
and crazier.
It's definitely
getting absurd. Like.
It's getting ridiculous.
At this point, there are not a lot of things that. That shock us anymore. Because
and
we're just,
it's only getting worse, I would
and
believe,
it's only
hey.
Getting worse. But it's okay. So wrapping up, do you agree?
Definitely
with,
not.
I didn't even finish my sentence.
I just don't agree with anything we've spoken about today.
Oh,
yeah, I agree with
no,
that.
No, that's not what I was going to say.
100%.
The child, three-child policy, yes, no.
The largest no I've ever said in my entire life.
I am with you. Invisible statue. And
you know,
now here the claim is you know, freedom of creativity.
I guess, you know, use your imagination.
Yes, no.
Use your spirit. You know, I'm such a fan of the arts. I'd like to even consider myself a creative person.
Yes, no.
But no.
No.
It doesn't make sense.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is the voice of a smart man. You heard it here first. Bethan said no to weirdness. I was about to call it nonsense, but that's insulting someone. It's not nonsense.
I would say it's nonsense.
It's smart.
I'll be the one guy who, I guess it's a business
it's very
idea
smart.
Because you
it's
just made
smart.
Money off nothing.
You know, if it was me, I would also sell nothing. But would I buy nothing? No, I could sell nothing if it would make me money, but I'm not going to buy nothing.
It's so smart.
Very smart.
He's a con man.
Ladies and gentlemen, that
he's a con
is,
artist.
That is a con that's artist it. For real. That is it from the brain and
the
pinky.
Why would you
the
speak
pinky.
Up about yourself in the third
the
person?
The pinky and the brain. That is it from us. Thank you so much for listening to today's show. Hope you enjoyed. Hope
definitely
you learned
enjoyed.
A few interesting facts, general knowledge. Until next time.
Aight, sweet.
Enjoying the Active FM show? Well then catch us on Instagram at ActiveFM777, Twitter and Gab at ActiveFM, Facebook at ActiveFM/777, as well as YouTube at ActiveFM and our website at www.activefm.co.za. Don't stop, don't hesitate, find, follow and enjoy us on all our different platforms. You don't want to miss out.
I look to the stars in the night sky, and I realize, no matter how dark, you're still burning bright. It's gonna be alright, it's gonna be alright. There's something amazing about you. Ooh. I look to the stars.